Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Black Hills State University is forging a partnership with Botho University in Botswana. In March, the two universities signed a memorandum of understanding during a special ceremony on the Spearfish campus. And a few weeks later, Black Hills State University President Tom Jackson Jr. served as chairperson at an education fair and conference in the South African country. He's back in Spearfish, and he joins us on the line. And Dr. Jackson, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much, Carl, for having me on the air. It's always nice to talk to you and share a little bit about Black Hills State University.
Yeah, I'm curious about this partnership with Botho University. How did this all come together?
This is actually an amazing, amazing opportunity for both of our two universities. Botho University is one of the fastest growing private universities in the country of Botswana. And I can say a little bit more about Botswana in just a little bit to actually give some clarity on how unique and how strongly aligned that country is. But Botho being an emerging private university, they have some outstanding programs. One of their strongest is in computer sciences. And they certainly take a lot of interest in our education and our business program. And so when you marry two universities together on an international scale, like both of us, it makes both of us substantially better because they basically give us access to their faculty and their computing programs and all those other things, and we give them access to ours. It's the perfect marriage in many respects, and like I said, both universities become better.
Is there a student exchange aspect involved?
The memorandum of understanding, as you described in the introduction, is really talking about us sharing courses, leading to future degrees that may be joint degrees between our two universities, sharing faculty, online programs, and student exchange. We're also talking about service learning opportunities for our students where we send students to Habaroni, which is the capital city in Botswana, and we work with different schools, high schools or middle schools, with their students. So our students are engaged culturally with their students, which is just fantastic. And in return, they do the same. They would send students here and work with our students in some of our service projects locally or regionally.
Well, Dr. Jackson, let's talk a little bit about Botswana and why this is an especially unique partnership.
We have only 15 memorandums of understanding throughout the world, and some universities take the approach, fortunately none in South Dakota, but some universities take the approach, let's do these as trophies for our university to say that we have some connection with another university somewhere else. Excuse me. Black Hills State does not do that. We see these as strategic initiatives for us. And so Africa, we haven't had any MOUs with any country inside the continent of Africa, nor with any university, obviously, within any country inside the continent of Africa. So Botho University is our very first, and it's in the southern part of the continent. And because of the strength of Botho and their interest in us, it's been very nice. Now, why would we even consider having MOUs in the first place? And the biggest reason is we're in a different market than many of us are familiar with 20 or 30 or even 10 years ago. I think for many of our students, this world has really shrunk. We have students that play games at night, online games with people from Malaysia, Russia, China, Taiwan, you name it, all over the world. We have students online playing games or sharing research with people they soon become online friends with from all over the world. And so for our students, frankly, to be competitive in this market, competitive as college graduates, where they could work anywhere in the world if they wanted to, but forget about that. Let's just say we want them to stay in South Dakota. Then we want them to be competitive because we have South Dakota companies that are doing business internationally, buying products from people internationally. And so our students need to not only know how to read, write, do math, but they also have to be extremely competent in global affairs and global issues. So that's why we want our students interacting and sharing opportunities and resources with other universities and other students throughout the world. It really, really, really helps South Dakotans become better aligned with what is happening globally.
And for the country of Botswana, what is the educational system like there?
Botswana has had its independence since 1966, and they were part of the British Protectorate for a number of years before that. And the secret of Botswana is they've always been an independent country. They've never had any political strife. When you think about many of the countries in Africa or throughout the world, they just haven't had that type of strife. But the big secret is they're the largest producers of diamonds in the world, and they're the largest. They export more beef to Europe than anyone else in the world. So they have a thriving economy. What they've done is they take their diamond revenues over the last several decades, and they've invested it in their infrastructure and in education. So the educational opportunities for their citizens have grown substantially. There are roughly 2 million people in the country of Botswana. 2 million people. They're the size of France and Texas from a demographic point of view. Their capital city, Gaborone, which looks like the word Gaborone, has a little more than 215,000 people. So when we compare that with their big buildings, their beautiful infrastructure, their capital, parliament, all those things inside their urban setting, there isn't a town, frankly, in South Dakota that looks like Gaborone. It's a very thriving urban area that has connections throughout the world.
And you were just there in late March?
Surprisingly, I've been there a number of times, and that may be the reason that Boto University knew of Black Hills State and certainly myself. I had done some work with Boto University previously before coming to Black Hills State University, and in staying in touch with them, they took a pretty good look at Black Hills State, and they realized that, you know, when you have an ASCBE, Accredited Business Program, Association for the Advancement of Collegiate Schools of Business, when you have that accreditation putting you in the top 5% in the world, they take notice, and they didn't have that. So by default, they would always want to affiliate with a school that has an accreditation that puts you in the top 5% in the world. When they noticed that we have special ed programs in one of the top regional educational programs in this area, they took notice and said, we have a need here in Gaborone and in Botswana where we have to address kids with disabilities and how we can better serve them in our compulsory education. So they looked at us very closely and said, I think we can find a wonderful opportunity to create a good partnership with your school. And we wrote it up. And having known a little bit about Boto, I thought they were already a fantastic place, and it's worked very nicely. They came here, signed the MOU with a small delegation. We went there, and we're collaborating on a couple of other undergraduate research projects, which I may mention in a moment. And we're still working up how we might write up some of our joint programs to expand what we're talking about in our MOU right now. And they're sending a delegation later this week. They arrive on Sunday for about 3 days back here to talk about how they can improve some of their services for students, such as career services, advising, international education, health counseling. So they're using us in a very nice way and playing to our strength, just like we're using them.
It sounds like there's, the first few months of this year, there's been a lot of back and forth between Black Hills State and Boto University. You going there and them coming here.
That is so true, and they were and will forever be the absolute first delegates that we've had from the continent of Africa coming to the Black Hills, Black Hills State University. So they were first. And will forever be regarded as that, as our first international official visitors from Botswana. That's a pretty nice distinction, and it's humbling to know that it's taken 132 years for our university to find and forge a relationship with a university in the continent. But we finally did it, and I don't think we couldn't have had a better partner in Boto University right now.
Now, you mentioned the undergraduate research project. What's involved there?
Boto University has had a research symposium for I'm not exactly sure, 3, maybe 4 years, because they're expanding their research opportunities as a growing university. They're sitting at 6,500 students right now at 4 different locations, and their master plan calls for them to grow to over 20,000 students. And they will easily achieve that just given the rapid growth and the amount of resources the country has been placing in higher education. And so they are looking at better ways to do research at the undergraduate and graduate level. They are certainly attracted to us because they're in diamond mining, and they've been doing that a long time. They have taken great interest in our underground classroom located in the Sanford lab. And by coordinating and collaborating with us, they see some opportunities that we could parlay their undergraduate research with our undergraduate research, particularly in the sciences, which is one of our fastest growing areas. And so we are optimistic that we will write some joint papers. They've got an MOU with a outstanding universe science and technology university in India, and the three of us will come together as 3 joint partners in Botswana in November to present and help Botol University further establish their undergraduate and graduate research symposium.
Dr. Jackson, do you think that the partnership that Black Hills State has with Botol, if this could lead to other partnerships in Botswana outside of Botol University?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because it already has. When we were visiting, we went there invited, which is the norm with many types of countries. And so we were invited by the Ministry of Education that has received us in the past in different ways. And because of the tertiary education fair, where we also did some recruiting of students, and me being a part of their conference on one of their panels, that was a nice get and a nice opportunity for us. And so while there, the Ministry of Education, knowing that we were looking to partner with other universities also while there, brought us around and we talked to one of their leading business universities, ABM University. We also met with the Botswana International University of Science and Technology. This is a very, very well-funded new university, less than 3 years old, with their focus strictly on science and technology. Very similar to our sister university in Rapid City, where they are focused on mining and engineering and the other sciences. And so linking with them and talking about how we could also collaborate with undergraduate research and service learning, but more strategically, how do we sell the idea of science and technology to a new generation of kids? So when we're talking about middle schoolers, junior high students, high schoolers, we want them interested in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that is our strength, teaching others. And so collaborating with a very strong science and technology school to our strength, educating young kids and promoting those areas is a nice marriage. And so we're talking to that university about how we may be able to assist each other over the coming years and share students.
Well, President Jackson, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday, and hope all goes well with the partnership with Botol University.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I should say in closing that visit has resulted in more than 10 applications from international students from Haberoni. And when a student comes to Black Hills State University from another country, since 2007, 98% of them have graduated. You heard me correctly, 98% of our international students graduate. So we must be doing something pretty good. Thank you very much for the time, Carl.
Thank you, Dr. Jackson.